Some like it quiet. This time on Culture File, the Quiet Music Ensemble is a Cork-based group of musicians who specialise in playing, well, quiet music, with a capital Q. Quiet music, as our guest this time, Quiet Music Ensemble's John Godfrey suggests, is more than just a rejection of loudness. It's a philosophy of sound, composition and performance that might help us rethink what music is. The Quiet Music Ensemble have just released We Return to Ground, an album of music by Karen Power, the composer we last heard from on our Cicada Safari. And John Godfrey spoke to Culture File about the quiet music therein and about a musical journey into quiet.
I don't enjoy high volumes anymore, but of course when I was young and involved with Icebreaker and even the early days of Crash Ensemble, I did, and there's more to volume than just loudness, because of course there's the physical effect of loud sound, and people who go to rock concerts, part of the experience is just the visceral impact of, you know, like the bass drum hitting you in the chest, and you know, being deeply buried in this sound. There's something very particular that happens when sound is especially loud. And it isn't just to do with being deafening, you know, there's a psychological element, there's a physical element, and so on. My journey has most definitely been from the loud to the quiet over my life. That's not true of everybody. The thing is that the kind of quietness that we're talking about when we're talking about Quiet Music Ensemble is not just a question of quiet volume. It's also a question of quiet mind. That quietness is associated with the rejection, I think, of a number of things that you are more inclined to be interested in when you're younger. For example, our music makes no attempt to be exciting, to be stirring, to be expressive, to be dramatic or gestural or, you know, any of these things. Our music is really about a completely different sort of experience. So it doesn't need to shout, it doesn't need to attract your attention. If you're not going to listen, then you're just not going to listen. It's fine.
On some level, it's a recalibration, because once you start listening to a piece, it's as full of incident and dynamic as any other piece of music, or, you know, a loud piece of music. All of that is there. It's just about an attempt to recalibrate, maybe.
To an extent, yeah. I mean, there was an interesting comment from somebody after our gig in Berlin, where they said that they realized that the music was was as intense as it would have been if it had been loud, because it's the sound that is intense, not the volume. And there's also a very interesting thing that people don't think about, and I often use this example. Because quietness, just like loudness, is a great deal more than just not being loud. Consider rhetorical devices. I mean, I can make my point emphatically by talking loudly and banging the table. I won't bang the table because the mic is on it and it'll sound horrible, but you know, but I can also make the point by speaking slower and more. And, you know, you can feel the way that you get pulled into the statement as that happens. Quietness brings you into a state of listening, a state of mind that is very intent, very focused, very open to whatever's there. Part of this for me is a reaction against a type of music, which I spent my life making, which shouts at you. Pretty much all the music that we have in the West, classical or pop or anything else, expects you to be a receiver, not a participant. So you sit quietly in your classical music concert, or if you go to a rock concert, the music is at such a volume that, you know, you can scream and shout and dance and all the rest of it, but you won't experience anything else because the music overrides all of the other noise you might be making, or the noise the environment might be making. The music governs your experience. There's a fantastic word in Japanese, mushin, which is associated with Zen Buddhism, but also martial arts. It's often translated as mind as no mind. Now, what it doesn't mean is sitting there like a lump and, you know, sort of thinking nothing and being nothing. What it means is the ability to really experience what is happening without coloring it with your desires, your emotions, your ego. You know, so you are really mindful, fully open-minded. This is really the sort of place I'm interested in musically. I don't want a music that tells you what you should be feeling, or even tells you exactly what you ought to be listening to. Sometimes I call it post-music or sort of something like that. It's also impossible for a Westerner to achieve. The thing is that we are human. We feel, we need to communicate, we create in everything that we do. There is huge benefit in opening your mind, attempting to achieve Mushin, but it is always a compromise, a balancing act between the real achievement of Mushin and this kind of simple, dirty act of being a human being.
To get to something very interesting about the way Karen's pieces work, the score is often something that the musicians listen to,
yeah,
as well as everybody else, and work from there.
Yeah. There are actually two different ways in which that might work. So in some pieces, like We Return to Ground, what the audience hears on the tape, for want of a better word, is the same as what the musicians hear. In other pieces, we have what Karen calls an oral part. And each musician will be wearing one can and listening to something that the audience can't hear. Now, none of the other musicians can hear it either. So it's an indication to that particular player. In the case of an ensemble piece, of course, then you are also dealing with all the other players. So we as a collective are working together with the soundscape that Karen is creating with her field recordings and the way that those field recordings are combined. Being an academic, I've of course come up with my own little words for this. I call it an inductive performance environment, and because what it does is it induces a particular thing. There are certain things that you're going to feel you cannot do with it, certain things that it's inviting you to do. It makes sort of soft walls for what you might do. The beautiful thing about this that I really love is that there's still plenty of room for surprises. You know, every time we perform one of these pieces, things happen that have never happened before. Ways of interacting with the sound and with each other are suddenly new and fresh, and some amazing new revelation about the soundscape is discovered.
Quiet Music Ensemble's John Godfrey there on The Power of Quiet. And the Quiet Music Ensemble album, Karen Power, We Return to Ground, is out now on Other Minds Records.